This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Farfib Nugent, everybody, and welcome to the Actively Distracted Dialogue Podcast. Episode 8-ish or 9-ish. We're coming to you live from the Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm joined today by a good buddy of mine, Boston. Tell everybody hello, Boston.
Good evening.
That's right. Good evening. Is that French or German?
Boston.
It's from, well, that's it. Okay. That's how they talk up there. All right. Well, Boston happens to be staying down here because he wasn't feeling well. And I just thought maybe we'd have us a little conversation and see what's going on with him. Boston.
How come if I'm not feeling well, which means I'm sick, why am I in the children's hospital? We can easily deal with that.
That's right. And that's what we're doing. We're easily dealing with it down here.
But I'm not sick.
You won't be.
I'm not sick.
Okay. Here we go. Now, let's have some real talk. Real kid, real talk, okay? It's my understanding that a couple days ago, you beat Halo 4.
Yep.
Did you have any help?
Yes, I did. I got help from my little brother, Keaton.
Okay. What is Halo 4?
It is a game we play on the Xbox. It's a disc. It took a long, long time. We're planning on beating it twice. We're working on it, and we're almost done with it.
Okay. All right. Well, what's it about?
It's about you're a person, and you're trying to I don't know how to explain it. It's like kind of you're a guy with a gun. You can pick up guns. You automatically start out with an assault rifle and a magnum pistol and...
Is that like a magnum PI pistol?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Has it got a mustache?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to fight off every bad guy.
What do they look like? What are the bad guys?
The easiest to kill are the little minions with a little triangle on their backs.
Is that like are they called grunts?
Kind of like Igor from Frankenstein.
Okay.
It's funny.
Bunch of hunchbacks.
Yeah.
All right, camels. All right. Camels. We're shooting camels. All right. What else is on there? What other baddies do you kill?
The really bad ones, there are... they have vehicles that they can shoot. There's a couple of shooting ones. The first one you find will be called a ghost.
Sounds spooky.
And it's a little purple vehicle with wings.
Sounds cute.
It hovers over the ground
like a butterfly.
Kinda, but the wings don't flap.
Oh. Well, how does it fly?
It just hovers over the ground.
Well, how does it hover if it doesn't flap?
You're asking so many questions. It's where... How it hovers over the ground, it's kind of like an electrical kind of like electrical shock.
Like a hoverboard, electromagnetism.
Yeah. Like
okay.
One of those. So back to my story. It hovers over the ground. You can go forward fast. You can use a boost. You can shoot fire.
Mm-hmm.
The next one you will find will be called a banshee.
That's another thing that sounds kind of scary.
It flies.
Well, so does a ghost, right?
It hovers.
Oh, it floats.
You can't go up, down. It just hovers over the ground.
Okay. So what does the Banshee do?
The Banshee, it can fly around. You can do tricks to dodge bullets.
Can you do a 360?
No, you can do a backflip, though.
Okay.
It's also purple. The wings don't flap. You also have a boost.
Has it got like guns and rockets and?
Yeah, it has gun. It has a gun where it's the same gun as the Ghost. You have unlimited bullets. It's basically the same thing as a Ghost, but added a weapon, which are rockets. You shoot them and I think they follow your target.
Oh,
that you're aiming.
They track it.
Yeah,
like a tracker jacker.
Yeah, I think it's like real fast where you can't see it. It shoots a little tracking device and the missile just follows it.
Spooky.
It takes 2 missiles to kill another Banshee.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yes, I do. I killed a Banshee.
Oh, well, you're just a regular Red Baron, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay, well, what's the end of the game? You know what? Well, how about this? What kind of vehicles does your guy get to be in?
You can be either. You can also you can steal people's vehicles. You can steal a Ghost. You can steal a Banshee. They also have tanks.
Whoa!
Which are purple and it moves around, can't fly.
That's called a Wraith, isn't it?
No, the machine gun is called a Wraith, and it's the whole thing is called a tank, but the little machine gun is called a Wraith.
I see.
Yep.
Okay. Well, how does the game go? How do you play?
You have a gun. You try to defeat all the monsters. You will go through portals. To other dimensions.
What?
You go through a portal and it teleports you down to the underground, which there's bad guys you need to fight. You come with the shield. You walk around with it and stuff like that. And it's timed, so you better keep track of the time.
Right. What happens if you're late?
The shield will start to turn red. It powers down and disappears, and you have to wait till it recharges.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not too bad then. It's not like it blows up and kills anybody.
No.
Okay.
I wish you could just save your life, just run up to someone and blow it up. That's funny.
Well, speaking of portals, isn't that another game you beat? Just the other day?
Yes, it is. I beat the first game. It's not multiplayer or anything. It's just a regular portal game where you start out with nothing. Portals spawn for you to walk through.
Oh.
The first portal you get is the blue portal gun.
What does the blue one take you?
You can just shoot blue portals. There's going to be orange portals around, and if you shoot a blue portal somewhere, you go through it, and you come out the orange portal.
So blues take you to orange?
And orange take you to blue, yes.
That's just a big circle.
Kind of is.
Okay. Well, how do you play that game? What do you have to kill in that game? What kind of monsters do you shoot?
You don't shoot any monsters. There is no monsters.
But you've got a gun.
It's not a certain gun. It doesn't damage any monsters. I tried on the boss, which I'm going to tell you later. Doesn't do any damage to anything at all.
Okay.
It's just a regular gun that you shoot in certain places. But in other places, if you shoot, it just makes giant blue splash.
Oh, like a sparkler at.
Yeah, kind of.
On Independence Day, which was a movie, wasn't it? Had aliens in it.
I don't remember that.
Blew up the White House.
Still don't remember it.
Randy Quaid, then he went crazy.
Nope.
No? Well, he got probed. Anyway, so this this Portal game that allows you to shoot holes in the wall that you walk through, like little black holes, but they're blue and they're orange.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have help beating that one?
No, it was actually, yes, I did. It was single player. I played it. I actually had help from you.
Oh, well, you know, I do what I can. Did anybody else help you?
No.
When you got stuck?
No, you were the only one.
Yeah, you didn't.
Well, oh! I got help from, actually, it's not a person. I got help from YouTube.
From me too?
You.
Me?
And YouTube.
Yes, you too.
No, it's the app YouTube.
Okay. I don't know. Well, what did he tell you?
It's not a he, it's actually an app.
What did she tell you? There's a girl that plays video games?
No, it was actually a boy.
Oh.
Anyways, I hooked up, I was stuck on level 15 for a long time.
How many levels are there?
There are 19.
So you were almost done.
Yes, I was at 15. I got stuck. So I'm like, why couldn't I do this before? YouTube's right on my side.
Is that kind of cheating?
Kind of is, but yeah. I couldn't find out anything.
Oh.
Because there was those little lasers that if you go through, it powers off your gun. And if you shoot anything, it powers back on and shoots it.
So there's this has a crazy gun. It's got lasers. Are there any bad guys?
No, but at the end, which I'm not telling you.
Oh.
Because I'm not done with level 15. Okay, so.
Does anything shoot at you?
Yes, there is a little, how not to explain it. It's like a hole that shoots a little electric ball that if you go, this is neat. If that ball goes through a portal
mm-hmm.
and comes out another portal, it recharges back up.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a brand new ball. You just created a new Powerball.
A lot of people like that Powerball.
Uh-huh. You need it to finish the level.
Gotcha.
Sometimes.
So nothing shoots lasers at you?
Well.
Because it sounds like a pretty easy game if there's nothing that tries to kill you with red lasers.
Well. Oh, those people. Okay, I forgot about those. Okay, so there are one easy monster to kill. All you have to do is, it's funny, all you have to do is scare it.
Oh.
You just have to, you either shoot a portal. If you're able to, you can shoot a portal right under, you can shoot it right underneath the monster.
Yeah.
And make it come out of the sky and it'll scare it, start shooting everywhere.
What is it, what kind of sound does it make?
It's like, sometimes it can go, ah, and stuff, and, it can say, are you still there, or show yourself and stuff like that. But they're pretty easy to beat.
What about the monster at the end?
Okay.
Is that one very easy?
No, it actually takes a long time, but it takes a while, but it needs portals to be involved. Before you meet the end boss, you get another portal gun, which is the orange one. So other portals, there aren't any other portals. You can shoot both portals now.
Okay.
What you need to do, it's kind of like a little X-ray thing, that you go to the doctor and stuff.
Which you just had one of those the other day.
Yes, I did. It's kind of like one of those that has three eyes.
Whoa.
You have to shoot a portal right next to it on the wall.
Now, hang on. Are you cheating and telling me how to win the game? Don't spoil it for me, okay?
Okay, I'm not telling you that part.
I want to try to figure it out myself. So what's this monster's name?
I don't know. I forgot how to pronounce it. I think it's Globos. GLaDOS.
Okay.
Light bulb. Okay.
Okay. What's one important thing you can tell me if I ever play the game? What's the important thing to remember?
If you find buttons, there's gonna be black lines with dots on them,
mm-hmm.
with blue little dots, and find out if there's a button with those lines and dots, find out what it's leading to, because it might be a death trap.
Uh-oh.
But if it's safe, you need to shoot a portal and stuff like that to at least get up there and press the button and make sure it's not a death trap.
Okay. Now, what if I come across cake? What about?
The cake is a lie.
Oh.
Whenever I played it, I found I found out four writings that said, the cake is a lie, 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 four times.
See. And if you say that into a mirror, does the cake appear behind you like Bloody Mary?
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that. It's just, at the end, there's like an office room kind of thing. You beat the game after that. There's a little, little video after that.
Yeah.
A camera goes around in circles. You see bookshelves with stuff on them. I see a little light in the middle. The camera keeps going round. Then it gets to a view of it, and it actually is a chocolate cake.
Yeah.
With candles on it, and the things on the shelf, red eyes just start to pop up on them.
Oh.
Just a few out one time, a minute, a second later, more eyes, then a second later, a lot more eyes, a second later, they all light up.
Wow.
And then it just sings you a song.
Oh.
GLaDOS,
okay.
Yeah.
GLaDOS sings. Okay, so that's Portal. Now, what other games do you play? What's your favorite game to play?
My favorite game? Eesh, that's a tricky one. I have a lot of favorite games. I think it would be Halo.
Halo, that's your favorite.
Yeah, right now I'm trying to find out if I can ever get Portal 2.
Oh.
Or
that has potatoes in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Potatoes.
I see. Well. I don't know. Sounds like it might be a pretty fun game.
It is. I'm trying to find out if I can get Halo 5.
Oh.
And see if I can try to beat that.
How many Halos are there?
Halo 5 is the newest one.
Okay.
There is Halo Reach, Halo, Halo 2, I think. Halo 3, Halo 4, which I beat.
Right.
Which we're trying to beat again. And I need to find out if I can get Halo 5.
That is a halo of a lot of halos.
Yes, there is.
Man, oh man. I don't know how you'll ever find time to play all those video games.
Halo 4 is the only one that I've beaten so far.
Oh, how long did it take you?
It took a while. Really long time.
Well, and you said you had help? Who helped you?
I already told you, my little brother, Keaton.
Oh, I don't remember things very well.
No, not very much.
Okay, well, I said that we're here at the Children's Hospital in Little Rock when we started this talk.
Yes.
Why are we down here?
It's because of me, actually. We're here because of me. I am in cancer.
You're in the cancer center?
Yes, we're in our little room right here, and I have this thing hooked up to my nipple.
You have a nipple on your nipple, basically.
A little cord thing, yeah.
That's your port.
Yes, it
they've,
is called a port.
They've put a port under your skin.
Yep.
And
I was asleep during that. They cut it open and shoved it under my skin.
It was tough waking up, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Everything was dizzy. My vision was blurry. I just had to sleep again. I was like...
Well...
And closed my eyes for a little bit, but then... Oh, light bulb.
Yeah. I think what they... What kind of cancer... have they said you've got? Do you remember?
No.
Is it lymphoma? Have you remember hearing that word?
Yeah, lymphoma. I'm the cancer of lymphoma. I'm not sure my hair's going to fall out, but I do have my hair right now.
You do. I think it's the Hodgkin's lymphoma. And how do you feel right now? You feel good?
I feel good.
Yeah? Okay.
I want stuff on my nipple. I just now took a bath and got the rest of the orange off.
Oh, what kind of orange stuff was it? Did you spill a drink?
No. It was actually a medicine. I forgot what it was called, but it helped me.
It sounds a lot like Betadine. That kills bacteria, germs, and...
Yeah, I think it is Betadine.
Little bitty stuff like that. Whenever they're going to do surgery, they like to put that on you. Mm-hmm. Well, how has your experience been here at the hospital? Have you been taken good care of?
Yeah, I have been taken good care of. There are nurses here. I have a lot of nurses, pediatricians, we are in this little room here. I am sitting on a bed. You're sitting in a chair. A fold up chair. I got this bed right here to sleep on.
Sure.
We got a couch. Like everything you need to survive is just right at your fingertips. There's room service.
Like what do you order from room service? What does a 10-year-old boy need from room service? I mean, really?
Food.
Like what kind?
Chocolate chips cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah. Just a while ago, I had some pizza, tater tots.
You had tater tot pizza? You had tater tots on your pizza? You're kidding me.
Tater tots were on my pizza, but I removed them.
Oh, okay.
I had vanilla wafers.
Yeah.
I had some ice cream, which was melted.
Oh, well, how'd you eat that? With a fork?
With a straw.
Okay.
I also ordered some Gatorade.
Yeah? What color was it?
Orange.
And you don't think that's what happened to you? Maybe you spilled Gatorade?
No.
Okay. Just checking. What color was your ice cream?
Orange.
I'm just saying.
We got some popsicles in this hospital. In our room, we got some Xboxes. We got some Cokes right here we're drinking. The remote is not actually a actual remote. It's like it's a mini TV screen.
So you use a TV to turn on your TV?
Basically.
Boy, that just sounds like America, doesn't it?
Yes, basically. You can watch movies on your remote. The TV's connected to your bed. It's touch screen, so you don't need a little remote to connect to your remote turn onto your TV.
But do you need a keyboard?
We did. You can play games on your TV remote. We tried to... I tried to play Super Mario on it, but it said you need to use a keyboard for this game, but...
Doesn't sound so super then, does it?
Nope.
It's like a dud Mario.
Basically.
All right. Well, so you feel like they can take care of you here.
Yes. You have everything you need to survive.
So are you going to survive this? Are you going to beat this cancer?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I think as we wrap this up, what we all want to tell everybody, for everyone that's been asking and following with us and checking us out on Facebook.com/Boston's Journey to get updates on how he's doing throughout this journey with lymphoma, is we want to say thank you for your prayers, your kind words, and certainly for donations at our fundraiser on GoFundMe. We want to say thank you. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Right, Boston?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to get some sleep, and we will see you next week.
Chupacabras, everyone.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.